Okay, here we go. So the Department of Justice sued Apple yesterday, saying that its iPhone ecosystem is a monopoly that drove its astronomical valuation at the expense of consumers. Oh, this is where Apple had its worst day since August last year. So what's happening to Apple today, and how does this affect the overall market? Because Apple is a heavyweight in pretty much all of the indices. Anyhow, with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And today is Friday, March 22nd. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Now, before we talk about the markets, and apparently before we talk about anything here, let me just make sure that my iPad is connected. I checked it earlier and it was working, and now it doesn't. Well, what do you think, Mark? It's just one of these days. It is a Friday, after all.
It's a Friday. It's a Friday. Well, who needs charts?
Who needs charts when we can talk about all the awesomeness here? Okay. What the heck?
Well, I could talk about, if you want to play around with it, Marcus, see if you could fix things on your end. I'd be happy to give a nice visual, paint a picture like Bob Ross, but in your brain.
Right.
So the S&P 500 major indices closing at record levels yesterday, and it was a record day for the second day in a row. We hit all-time intraday highs in the S&P, and it was the fourth winning session in a row. However, today we're pulling back a little bit, and that's what we talked about, Marcus. That was our expectation for today.
Yeah, and I need to just bring it over on the other monitor so I can probably make that happen in just a moment.
Yeah.
But you are allowed to keep talking. Can you actually share your screen? I'm wondering.
No, I can't.
No,
I can.
I was wondering if I can do this. I don't even know.
You know what? We've never done this, but you are.
And just like this, it's there. Boom.
Fantastic.
Here are the charts. So here is why the charts didn't work, because current state at my house, it's super noisy. So the floors were buckling a little bit, right? So because they got installed in September, and this is where right now there's three guys trying to fix the flooring because it was warping a little bit. So there's a lot of noise going on. There's a lot of distractions going on. And this is why, yes, I have been a little bit distracted. But yeah, here we see it. New highs, but already pulling back yesterday and pulling back a little bit more today.
Yeah, finishing higher at records yesterday, but a reversal bar, right? We closed lower than we opened. Today, the S&P 500 is down about 0.1%. The Dow leading the way lower, and the NASDAQ is down 0.1%. So it looks like we're going to end the day negative potentially, but all in all, a nice week for the markets.
And hey, we talked about it yesterday. I mean, we both, you said it was profit-taking. I said, you know what? We're going to probably fill this gap here because we had a gap opening yesterday. And this is where we see, okay, gap opening, pulling back a little bit, not quite filling it. Now we're getting closer to a gap fill. So we might end up negative, but boy, overall, what a week. I mean, we're still up for the week really, really nicely in all of the indices. I mean, if you look at this, the S&P up for the week, what, 2.3%, the Dow up 0.2.3%, and the NASDAQ up 2.6% in a week. I mean, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, just surging higher after the Fed, go figure. But the three cuts, we talked about it, the three cuts seem to be on the table, and that has investors liking the idea, but also, is it because the Fed's worried about the economic implications of not cutting sooner? So we'll have to see where we end up there.
Today, interestingly enough, interest rates are also down. Markets are down. Interest rates are down. So, and the VIX, well, the VIX is it's up nothing, and it's still trading at super low levels. But I found it super interesting because usually we have this inverse relationship. When the yields are down, stocks are up. When stocks are down, the yields are up. But today, both of them down, as well as Bitcoin down. What is gold doing today? Gold also, let's see, is gold down today? Down. Was it across all asset classes, maybe?
Everything's down.
Gold's down. Everything's down. Everything is down today. It is. If you look at PowerX Optimizer here and the heat map, we see, yeah, it's red. But then, of course, we have a few light spots here. We do have NVIDIA up, Google up, and we got to talk about Apple. Apple suit.
So this gets interesting. It sounds like people aren't too concerned about the impact of this lawsuit, and that it'd be most likely a distraction. But it's definitely something to take into consideration. Apple responded yesterday, saying, if successful, it would hinder our ability to create the kind of technology people expect from Apple, where hardware, software, and services intersect. They also said it would set a dangerous precedent, empowering government to take a heavy hand in designing people's technology. And we mentioned it yesterday. The government basically said Apple's been breaking the law preventing the marketplace to be fair because of their control over their products. And we'll see where it ends up.
Yeah. So as I said, I mean, this will be a multi-year process that will involve hundreds of lawyers. So, I mean, obviously this is nothing that's going to happen next month or even next year or this year. And this is why today Apple already bouncing back from yesterday. I mean, already Apple up 0.5% against the market. I mean, yesterday, really bad day. I think yesterday we were down, 4.09%, but bouncing back because, yeah, I mean, there's no immediate ruling, no immediate impact other than that it will take years and a lot of money. But again, it's Apple, right? I mean, we're talking about the second largest company in the US here by market capitalization. Trading places with Microsoft still ahead of NVIDIA. So this is where, okay. And we know that regulators have been targeting regularly Microsoft, Alphabet, Amazon. Did they target at some point Meta?
Yeah. Yep.
Probably, right? I mean, if you're up there, you're kind of a target, and it's just a huge distraction. So will they succeed or not? We will know more in a few years from now.
And in the meantime, is it a trading opportunity or is it a concern and something to stay away from? We could talk about open positions, Marcus. But before we do we want to look at a few just movers like, I mean, FedEx is an example.
Like FedEx? Yes, we want to look at FedEx because it does impact our position. So FedEx, let's talk about it. What's happening here?
Yeah, so FedEx, they posted earnings that were better than expected. Their revenue was weaker, but definitely getting traders excited with that better earnings per share.
Yeah. So FedEx up 7.6% right now. And this will have an impact on our UPS position. So we'll talk about this.
Yeah. Nike, another one. So earnings season definitely over at this point after FedEx and Nike. Nike, the opposite reaction.
Yeah. So we only had FedEx and Nike and Lululemon. We got to talk about this. So Nike down 8%. Woo!
Yeah, and so earnings for Nike, the big issue here was guidance. So they reported disappointing guidance because of slowing sales in China. So that was a disappointment to traders, even though their earnings per share numbers and their revenue were better than expected.
Yeah, I mean, earnings per share, they beat it by 30%. I mean, that's better than expected. It's kind of a blowout. And we talked about it. It's all about guidance because what they report is in the rear view mirror and the guidance is forward looking. And this is what traders and investors want to know. I mean, pretty much the same here for Lululemon, also down 18%, reporting better than expected earnings. And again, Mark, it's all about guidance.
Yeah, I mean, this is just a nasty move lower for Lululemon. And I know that it's your favorite apparel, Marcus. Your closet full, in addition to blue jeans.
Well, I'm wearing pants. Stretchy pants right now. Can't see it.
At least you're wearing some pants right now.
Yeah, right. But yeah, wow, what a move lower. So I mean, that is significant. Now, on the other hand, yesterday we had Reddit, its debut. And yesterday, yeah, Reddit was up 48%.
So a new listing here, and a big jump there. So nice move for a newly listed stock, but a little bit of a pullback today.
Yeah, I heard that Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI that gave us ChatGPT, was part of this IPO and made $600 million on this IPO.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby. We should think about an IPO, Mark. $600 yeah. million dollars, takes care of the flooring project, probably. All right.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear about the delivery drones for DoorDash and Wendy's? There's a service that's going to start in Christiansburg, Virginia, that will allow consumers to order eligible items from Wendy's through DoorDash with drones.
I'm waiting for the punchline. Give it to me.
You know what? Now I'm pissed that I didn't have a punchline. That was a perfect setup. No, I just thought it was drones. Yeah.
It's super interesting. Recently, I talked to somebody who lives in, I think, North Dakota or somewhere like this on a ranch. And I mean, she said Amazon just comes once a week. So for her, drone deliveries would be great, especially if you live on a massive ranch and then Amazon says, well, we left your package at the front gate. And it's, I don't know, a half a day's horse ride to get to the front gate or something like this.
It's weird to think about drones going all over the place, but I think it's just, technology and something that it's going to be commonplace in the future.
It will be interesting, that's for sure. Yeah. I mean, I can see it in rural areas, definitely, more than in busy cities, right? But in rural areas, it would make sense a lot of sense.
Hey, even in busy cities, if there's traffic and what might take, 20, 30 minutes takes 5.
We'll see. All right, let's talk about our open positions. WTF positions, ZS, Zscaler. Today we had an exit signal for ZS and eked out a small gain. For me, it was like $150 gain. So just barely, but it did work out here.
Yeah. And so that one, an exit and still two open positions, no new positions right now. Well, actually, there were two open positions going into today's trading session, CTSH, and I had ABT.
Yep. So you want to look at ABT first?
Yeah, why not?
I think I have it on my watch list. There it is. All right, ABT, kind of hanging in there, slightly down.
Yep. So one open position now for me because CTSH stopped out. CTSH. Should we stop trading WTF trades, Marcus?
Yeah, we need to. Yeah, I mean, we had a loss. Okay. Now, this was the first stop out that we have had since we started trading the WTF strategy. And we know that a stop loss hurts because, as you can see, for me, it's a $4,000 stop because I'm risking 2% of $200,000 position here. So Ouch, that's a $4,000 loss. And yeah, I mean, takes back a little bit of the gains that we saw. And we were kind of talking about it also with our masterminds that we are overdue for a full loss. And there it is. So with this sure. out of the way, now let's trade again. And you see, there's a difference. A lot of beginning traders say, oh my gosh, now I had a loss, I stopped trading it. And you don't give the strategy a chance to come back. Right. And also,
sure.
I mean, if you think about it, I mean, we're still nicely up in all of the positions, all of the wins that we had. But yeah, that is definitely like, ouch, don't like it.
Yeah, never fun to get stopped out. And I've said it before, but in our testing, we expect on average to have 7 wins out of 10 trades. So a 70% winning percentage ish. And we were running about 85%, I believe. Before this stop out, the 30% of the time we have a loss, 2 out of 3 trades might be a small loss. And that's what we typically experience. Maybe 1 out of 10, we have a stop out. And actually that's, it's more like 1 out of 20 is a stop out if we look at the numbers. But I think that's a good reference point because it's easy to go into a strategy and either to have a bunch of wins and then think that that's just what to expect. Or you have a couple of losses at the beginning and you want to stop trading, but those losses could be totally appropriate and just in line with the expectation. So you want to make sure that your expectations and what actually is taking place or happening are in alignment.
Yeah. So we're good there. Now, moving over to the wheel analyzer, we have CSIQ. CSIQ moving lower yesterday, right now, yeah, also down 1% approximately. A little bit surprising with interest rates going down that it doesn't jump higher. So, come on, buddy. Got to do it.
Yep. Yep. So, CSIQ, we'll see where this one wants to end up for the day. And let's look at NEE.
Yeah, more fun to look at NEE. NEE up another 0.76% today. So yesterday had a reversal bar. Started higher this morning, but right now as markets overall are sliding a little bit, if you look at a 5-minute chart of the S&P, so does NEE here, but hanging in there, loving it. I mean, we need to make sure that this 63 level doesn't now act as resistance. So just go through this level here and don't worry about it. Just don't pay attention to this. Just keep going. We're getting really, really close to our break even and our cost basis. So that we should be able here to sell calls pretty soon.
Those drawings will definitely help. I can assure you.
They will. This is why I'm doing those. Okay. Then we have UPS. Wow. UPS. So opening massively higher this morning, basically because FedEx gave a positive outlook.
Yep.
So this is just because of FedEx being dragged up, but right now already moving lower, showing a little bit of a reversal because we do see that there is a little bit of resistance right here at around 159. Come on, there we go. 159.
Yeah, come on. I was watching this one. I was hoping I could sell calls at the 165 level. 162.50, definitely a possibility. 165, I was watching for next week, but just pulling back and trend line still intact, but come on, UPS. Come on,
UPS. Can't you just follow FedEx here? So, I mean, yeah. I this morning was watching it, and this is where yesterday I already sold because I got assigned at 157.50. So yesterday I sold calls against the assigned price at $1.65. And then this morning I was able to get a dollar for the 162.50. So we'll see both for next week, but collected some nice premium here. So around, 1,500, almost $1,600. And if we close above 162.50, I'll make an additional gain with stocks of $3,000. But we don't know about that yet. But the $1,500, that's already in my account.
But what you do know with certainty is if you don't close these calls, you're lowering your break even by $1.32, which is fantastic.
Yeah, and right now my break even is already all the way down here. So my break even is at 137.78. So lowering this by another, what did you say, $1.37 or something?
$1.32, 132.5.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the break even just gets lower and lower and lower. And I like this.
Love it. Yeah, well played.
Apple. So, Apple, yesterday on the news, I decided to sell the 170 put expiring today. So this is where I said, okay, I'll jump in. I'll did it. I sold it for, let's see, let me just see. Sold it for 50 cents. Okay. So expiring today because I thought, oh my gosh, I want to get a signed Apple. I thought that this would be the time where I get a signed Apple. And right now, Apple trading at 172.22. So day's not over yet, but I was hoping to get a signed on this one. I like the 170 level here, and I would definitely ride it up to at least 175. Now that I see this, maybe even a little bit more, but if I get a signed at 170, I will definitely sell calls at 175, trying to make around $5 on the move higher.
I like it. And I was watching this yesterday. I believe that we'd see a little more downside in Apple, which we did see. But this morning when I was looking at the 170 versus the 167.50, I've always kind of liked the 167.50 a little bit better. I like the 170. I love the 167.50 level. I was looking at 167.50 for next week. And when we started to make lows there and stabilize a bit, I put in an order for $1.25, but I was not filled. The high of the day for the bucks or 167.50 strike for next week was $1.29. The $1.25 was a little aggressive. Since then, I've taken the order off. But 30% annualized would be 99 cents. We're not there now. It's 57 by 58 cents.
Yeah, and Apple right now pulling higher because, again, now everybody is analyzing it. Yesterday, of course, it was a slap in the face with this lawsuit. But then today, as we have just seen, yes, it will be a huge distraction. And Apple has enough in their war chest to hire these hundreds of lawyers and, I mean, all of the people that are needed to fight off this lawsuit. And again, who knows where this will end? And right now, investors are shrugging it off. And Apple, against the grain, up for the day.
Yeah. I think that we're up for the day with Apple now at this point. So I think the trade was missed, and we'll see what happens next week.
Hey, I wouldn't call it just yet, because if we look at the S&P, we still have to go a little bit lower to fill that gap. So probably 5225, which is down another 10 points, which is nothing for the S&P to move lower 10 points. And with that, Apple might be dragged down. So I expect the markets to move lower today. I do believe that we'll probably end up somewhere right around this level here. That's what I think. That will sell off a little bit going into the close.
I wouldn't disagree that the S&P could be down a little bit, but Apple's finishing positive for the day. That's my prediction.
All right. Well, then you missed the trade.
That was my prediction too.
Yeah, I just wanted to rub it in one more time. So this is why I mentioned it. Because you had a chance yesterday and you had a chance today and you missed the trade.
You're right. Okay. Yeah, I could have got a $1.20, double what you got. That was what I was trying at first for yesterday. And then, but yeah.
How did that work out for you?
I wanted to understand. So I really liked the opportunity yesterday. And I like that you said, hey, this is a stock I want to own. I've been following it forever. And this is a price I want to own it based on the chart. I think that was outstanding. I felt that it was an overreaction to the lawsuit, but I wanted to understand it just a little bit more. And the truth is, there could be a little more downside here, but I wanted to make sure that there wasn't something where you know, once you take a closer look at it, it's... anyway, at this point, I just think that there could be more downside, but it's not this big extreme thing. It was kind of expected, and just in line with, like you already said, the other big names that have come under some scrutiny by the government.
Seems this way. Hey, now that we went a little bit longer, do you enjoy this if you go a little bit longer? Because if so, give us a like, because it's Friday today, so we thought we'd wrap up the week here just to talk about everything that's going on in the markets, which is a lot. Also, if you enjoyed it and you think that others might enjoy it, click the share button. There's a share button. You can share to all sorts of social media, by email, by text, by I don't know, whatever, you can share it. And if this is your first time here and you enjoyed it, click subscribe. We really appreciate this. And with that said, have a great weekend.
Happy trading, everybody.